Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, 94.1 FM in Denver, 96.9 in Boulder. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. What a great day it was yesterday. Such great times with the family and kids. I love the magic in the morning when the kids wake up and race down to see the presents under the tree. It's always been my favorite day of the year, great time of the year. And it's been a great and interesting time of the year for Colorado State University fans. One week ago, Colorado State University was in Las Vegas and looked quite disastrous in the Vegas Bowl against Utah. We'll talk about that game and we'll talk about the experience out there in Vegas. It was a great time. It was a great, great time. A lot of Ram fans made the trip. A lot of camaraderie, a lot of fun hanging out in one location. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino was kind of the home base for CSU fans, and it was just packed. It was packed with fans and so much fun, regardless of the game. So we'll talk about that, and we will talk about new head coach Mike Bobo, the former offensive coordinator from Georgia, who kind of came out of nowhere. That wasn't a guy that was necessarily on the initial radar of fans, but he came in and really knocked the search committee socks off early on. And as the process continued, it was clear that that was the guy that they wanted. Now, there were a lot of sexy candidates out there, but Coach Bobo won the job. He won the job because of his vision. He won the job because of his passion and his interest in this university. Not to mention his credentials, his recruiting ability, his track record. So we'll talk about the search process and how that went and what this hire means and what kind of a fit he will be for CSU. And we'll talk a little bit of hoops, most likely in the second segment and third segment. So glad to have you. Thanks for joining us. Now, it's interesting to see that there has been a lot of fantastic support for this new coach. And I thought that really we might see a little bit of fallout because people were so dead set on Scott Frost. And there were some good names out there, Scott Frost and Pat Narduzzi. And believe it or not, those two guys were finalists for this job. So out in Las Vegas, it was just the nonstop topic of conversation. Who's it going to be? Who are the finalists? And, you know, you had the six finalists. You had a group of candidates that, from what I'm told, were all in Las Vegas for the final interviews. Now, you had the search committee. I call it a committee, but it was the crew from CSU within the absence of a full-time athletic director. You had interim athletic director John Morris, along with Brett Anderson, the VP of Advancement, Tom Milligan, the VP of External Relations, and Blanche Hughes, the VP of Student Affairs. So that crew, that foursome, was the crew that really, right after the basketball game at the University of Colorado, it was just a day or two after that that crew hit the road, went all over the country. There was a couple days where I know that in talking with them after the fact, they were in four states in one day, you know, just scouring the country to make sure that they did the interviews with their basically top 11 candidates after, you know, they got the search committee or the search firm who they hired to basically identify the candidates. Although this group of four had their own candidates already in mind, but the search firm really provided all of the logistics and the cover from the media, and what it really turned out well, because up until the day that this was announced and broken by Terry Fry in the Denver Post, there was only speculation. You heard some names here and there, but nobody knew it was going to be Mike Bobo until that very day that Terry Fry broke it, which was just a day before they announced it officially. So from that standpoint, the committee kept it quiet. It didn't turn into a big fiasco like the University of Florida search did with Coach McElwain. It was done very professionally, and they went out and identified their final top 11, top 13 candidates. They went out and did their interviews, and then they narrowed it down to about five or six. And I know that among those was Coach Bobo, obviously, Scott Frost from Oregon, Pat Narduzzi from Michigan State, Vance Bedford from Texas, Chris Ash, offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Those guys were all the finalists, and from what I'm told, they were all in Las Vegas for that final interview where they brought in Tony Frank to meet with them all and kind of have him meet them and have him do his own interview with them and get his opinion of them. And despite all these guys with great pedigrees and who they knew might be a little bit sexier particularly Scott Frost, who was in line for the Nebraska job, didn't really end up getting a sniff of it, but he was a guy that I know that CSU fans wanted. And instead, it turns out to be Mike Bobo because of his outstanding interview, the way he pursued the job. He apparently, as soon as he caught wind that Coach McElwain was leaving for Florida, or at least was considering it, Mike Bobo contacted Colorado State and said, look, I want this job, I want it bad, and I've got a plan to keep this going and to elevate it another notch, and I want to be considered. From that day one, through the interview process, multiple interviews, and then right through the final interview, he really wowed this group of four, and then also Dr. Frank. And with his, he obviously calmed them on the fact that, okay, he has got no ties to this region whatsoever. He's only coached, he played at Georgia, he coached at Georgia, and he's had a couple other minor stints in that southeast area, but never in this part of the country. So that's the one red flag that you're looking at. You're like, look, this guy's got all the credentials. He really wants the job. He's enthusiastic. He'd be a great fit. The only problem is, can the guy duplicate that success he's had out there, out here in Fort Collins, Colorado? Completely different level. You know, you're talking Mountain West versus SEC. Can he recruit in the Mountain West? Can he recruit in an area that he's never been to and has no ties to and has no relationships with, you know, high school coaches? So you've got all those concerns. And then you've got the concern of, yeah, if he's out here, he's never been out here, his home and his heart is in Georgia, how long will he truly be here? So he has obviously put those fears to rest with the search committee, and he obviously gave them enough confidence that those are not issues that they need to worry about, and that everything else that he brings to the table outweigh any of those concerns and any negatives. So there you have it. Mike Bobo is the coach. I look at the fact that fans have been really embracing this hire. There have been a few that have said, look, I don't think it's the right hire because of the lack of ties to this region, and he'll be gone soon. There's a couple people that have held on to the fact that I would have loved Scott Frost. But would Scott Frost have stayed here any longer? Would Scott Frost, and the fact is, Scott Frost, who cares about Scott Frost? The rumor has it is that he did not pursue this job in the way that other candidates did, in particular, Coach Bobo. He wanted to know what could Colorado State do for him. It was all about him and what he could do. You know, what kind of budget do I have, and all this. And Mike Bobo came in and said, look, this to me wasn't about money. I saw this as a great place. I saw this place as a university that has great athletic support from the administration and Dr. Frank. It's a university that has good support from the community. Now, I don't know how much he knows about the community of Colorado State, because we could use a lot more support. And the fact that the stadium was so opposed by this small group of anti-athletic people, I don't think he's heard that story. But he saw all the good in CSU and the academics, and he saw the steep trajectory that CSU is on. And Colorado State University, you know, under Coach McElwain, goes from a perennial 3-9 school over the last, you know, 8 years to really taking a big step last year and winning a bowl game, and then taking a big leap this year. They finished 10-3, kind of on a down note with the loss to Air Force and then the loss in the bowl game. But he saw that this thing is ready to take off. It's got all the pieces in place. He's not building from scratch. Coach Mack did the hard job of coming in and changing the culture. He took a job when it wasn't that attractive because it had been down for so long. There was no promise of a new stadium to be built. So it was much more attractive for Mike Bobo to come in here and say, look, I want this job. And by the way, we can take this even to even greater heights. And he's got this, you know, he's got the same kind of ambition that Coach McElwain has. He wants to elevate this thing. He thinks they can go much further than this 10-3 kind of school. He wants conference championships. He wants BCS, well, not BCS bowl games. He wants these New Year's Day bowl games. He wants to get into the playoff. He wants Colorado State to be a national name, much like Boise State has been. He wants to be a powerhouse, and he wants to position this school to potentially be an attractive school for another conference. Now, the question is, can you keep this guy for more than a few years? I think that's the one question I have with this hire. I'm impressed by his offensive credentials. I'm impressed by his track record as a coach and what he's done in a very tough defensive-minded conference, the best conference in the country, averaging 30 plus points a game. His offense has been fantastic. He's got a great track record with quarterbacks, you know, sending quarterbacks to the pros, and running backs, some of the best running backs he's seen come out of that school and heading to the pros as well. His offense has been prolific, and his players love him, much like Coach Mack's players loved him. His fans love him. It hasn't always been the case. You know, he's really grown into that role, and, you know, early on in his play calling career and his offensive coordinator career, fans were a little more leery of him. But he has become a guy that when he left, their message boards, their fan message boards, those fans were melting down. They felt that this was a major, major loss for that university and that program. And so now Colorado State gets a guy that has all these great credentials and all these attractive traits, and yet no ties to this region. So Mark Richt, Georgia's new head coach, or current head coach, excuse me, he's always seemingly on the hot seat. That's a fan base that demands championships, and they're constantly, you know, approaching double digit victories every year, but they haven't really challenged for a national championship. And he just, for whatever reason, Mark Richt always seems like he's on the hot seat. If he does end up getting fired in the next year or two for whatever reason, or should take another job or whatever, Mike Bobo is going to be a top candidate for that job. And you can't tell me that he is not going to want it. No matter if he starts turning this program and taking it to the next level, that's going to be, Georgia's got to be his dream job, because that's where his family is. That's where he's from. That's where he went to school. That's where he's coached all his life. He's going to want to go back there. There's no doubt about it. You just got to hope that that job is not becoming an option for him for several years. If you can get 3 years out of Coach Bobo, I don't think it's ideal that he leaves after 3 years. I'd like it to be four or five at a minimum. But what you can't have happen is that job opens up and then after a year or two, he's gone. And just it's not that you can't go find the next good guy to step in and replace, but it's the lack of continuity, and it starts to become a perception thing that people won't stay at CSU. And more importantly is, when you keep having this turnover, you lose momentum in recruiting classes. And no matter how good of a recruiter Mike Bobo is, and he's going to put together a staff very quickly to try and keep this recruiting class together. The unfortunate thing is it's not a big class, it's a smaller class, so he doesn't have to try to piece this whole thing together. You know, there's signing day is only a month out, basically, a little bit more than a month out. So he's gonna have to keep this thing together. He said that he wants to honor all the scholarship offers that are out there, and he's gonna try to do his best to keep those guys on board if they want to still be Rams. But it's going to be he's gonna have his work cut out for him. But even if he can somewhat keep it together, you're losing momentum with the recruiting classes. And there's no doubt going to be a little bit of attrition with when you change head coaches in the recruiting class. And if you have to do it again next year or 2 years from now, you can't, at Colorado State University, you don't have that kind of depth to afford having a mediocre class. You can't have classes falling apart because of a coach leaving every couple of years. And so that's the only thing that scares me, is that he could certainly be gone very quickly. And of course, there's going to be a buyout. Rumors that it's a $5 million buyout, and it'll go down in each year that he stays. But there, as we've seen, $5 million is not going to keep one of those big power schools from hiring a coach. They're going to figure out a way around it. And Dr. Frank has said, look, if a coach doesn't want to be here, we don't want to hold him hostage to be here. So there's no way around it. If Georgia opens, he's gone. So the question is, hopefully that job does not open up anytime soon. The real question is, would he go somewhere else in the SEC if he's a candidate, you know, or to any other power school? Is this really a stepping stone? And when you look at it honestly, Colorado State is going to be a stepping stone at this point. There's just too much discrepancy in the Mountain West versus the power schools and power conferences. Despite the fact that CSU is a great place to be academically, it's a fantastic school. The program is on the rise. You got an on-campus stadium coming. You just can't compete. You know, Florida comes calling to Coach McElwain, and he's going to more than double his salary. And he's, you know, in a prestigious school with a huge fan base, a very passionate following, and chance to win national championships. So there's just no way to compete on that level. So you can't play scared here. You can't say, oh, well, let's not take him even though he's the best candidate, because he may not be here for a while. You got to go for the best candidate and hope that he stays around a little while. And if he leaves, you are just take solace in the fact that he's elevated the program way higher than when he started. And that's the way you look at it. And I think that from that standpoint, he's a very good hire. He's a fantastic hire. And I've really been impressed by his comments and the way that he wants to be at Colorado State. We will talk more about Coach Bobo. We will talk about my experience in Las Vegas last week and we'll talk a little bit of hoops. Thanks for being with us on this December 26th, day after Christmas. We will be back after the break. This is Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.